Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the Gospel of Luke, as Jesus was being crucified, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." It's absolutely extraordinary. How do you forgive someone as they're hanging you on a cross? How do you express empathy to someone who is in the process of abusing you? How do you embrace a colleague or a friend or a family member who makes a habit of maligning you behind your back? I mean, this moment of crucifixion and forgiveness is when it becomes abundantly clear that, you know what? Jesus is Lord and we are not. Jesus is simply able to do some things that most of us, perhaps all of us, would be unable to do. But perhaps that's the point of the story. That it's not about what we should or shouldn't be able to do. This story is about Jesus, and it's about his capacity to forgive. And if Jesus can forgive Roman centurions pounding nails through his flesh and bone, then we can be pretty darn sure that he can forgive us. I mean, what an extraordinary gift, because if you think about it, we kind of crucify Christ anew every time we injure or malign or disregard other people who are made in the image of God. And Jesus is prepared to forgive us before we even ask for pardon. I think Jesus looks at us and understands how ignorant we often are. But the amazing thing is, Jesus, like God, loves us still, even when our sins are so painfully evident. Jesus' forgiveness must be a sign that there's hope. Hope that we can turn from our sinful ways. Hope that one day love and compassion will prevail. Hope for the world. Let's pray. Lord, we can't even begin to comprehend the kind of forgiveness Jesus extended to his torturers and executioners. How is such an act possible? Like so many things, what is impossible for us is possible for you. You are our hope, and we thank you for that. We ask that you would help us, though, to be a bit more forgiving the next time we are injured. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.